Hello, I'm Alok Khode. I'm working for CSIR URDIP India. So I will going to present a case study of two central platforms we have set up for three publicly funded organizations in India. So CSIR is one of the organization. It has network of 38 laboratories working in different domain of science and DBT and DST. Altogether, they have around 38 laboratories of CSIR and 35 institute of DBT and DST. So in 2011, CSIR come up with their open access mandate, and in 2014, DBT and DST, they come up with their open access policy. They said, like, we are public funded organization, so all the research coming up for their fund should be made open access. So when CSIR set up their open access committee, they decided that each and every laboratory of CSIR will set up their IR and their made their research publication open access. And my lab was given the responsibility to set up the central harvester for these institutional repositories. So in a 2 days time, we have set up a harvester. But the question was what to harvest, because that time only a couple of labs, CSIR lab, have their own IRs. The reason was the limitation of IT infrastructure part in this technical set. So committee has also given additional responsibility to help CSIR laboratories to set up their open access IRs. So we have done some brainstorming and come up with the idea of setting up a central platform for hosting IRs for all the CSIR laboratories. So output was the CSIR central platform we have created for them. So the few advantage of that, everything is centralizedly hosted at our data center. So no hardware, software maintenance costs required at institution level. So it's kind of software as a service model. No technical skills required at institute level, regular harvesting, and because everything you are maintaining centrally, backup, configuration, everything, so institute needs to only focus on content population, and unity of metadata also one of the advantage. So we have registered a domain, csrcentral.net, and under that domain we have created a subdomain for different IRs for different institutes, so it serves the purpose of one CSIR and togetherness. So initially we have set up around 35 IRs on central platform. For gradually each individual laboratories, they want to set up, host their own IR. I don't know for what reason. So gradually they all moved on their own data center from central platform. But right now 13 institute IRs are running on central platform. Around 30 CSIR IRs being harvested daily. So as of now, around 120,000 CSIR publications are harvested, and 600,000 publication downloads are from this central platform. So these are the few IRs we have set up and running on CSIR central platform. So this is the architecture. Initially, when we set up this platform, it was a physical server. Now, right now, we have migrated on the virtual environment for ease of the handling and operation. So for implementation, we have used CentOS. We implemented our IR, all IRs on ePrints, and PKP Harvester we have used. And for virtualization, we have used VMware. And for backup, because these are the 35 IRs we are running, so the backup is very important. So we have written our own script. We are using some open source software and plus VMware application. So on the successful implementation of this CSIR central platform, we started promoting this platform and through various hands-on training programs, and we also helped various institutes in India. And then two big institute departments from India, that is DBT and DST, they approached us to set up similar platform for their institutes. So this Science Central platform has come up. We have set up, architecture is similar, everything is similar. We implemented ePrint for them, but the only domain was the different. So this platform is at its infancy stage. So right now 120,000 DBT and DST research publication harvested, but only 7,000 downloads from there. There is some reason I will just explain next slide. So these are the IRs prototype. Initially they are prototype where only 6 institutes have started populating their data. We are just approaching them. We are just motivating them to populate their IRs. So we have done some we have done some kind of like value addition. We are just improving their GUI, because this system were like five year old. We are now like created a central dashboard from, like, we are harvesting IR statistics from various IR and putting on central platform. We are creating a central dashboard for them. We have done some reality check, like whether the open access objective of central platform have been achieved or not, based on few parameters. So I will not go into detail, but it clearly shows that the concept of open access is really not understood by our scientists. So we have developed, technically we have developed everything for them, but the content is the main issue for them. And similarly for case of Science Central, this is the some statics. Some constant I will not go into it, but main constant is that whenever there is some event, some pressure from authorities, only then scientists start putting some data, otherwise they sit idle. So we have to just standardize them for this. So go so way ahead for this, we have introduced a monetary incentive scheme so that like a PhD scholar, if they submit their thesis on IR, they get some kind of monetary benefit. We also proposed annual appraisal linked with their paper submission on IR. Okay, thank you, sir.